Shama left us with his friends. We are continuing our previous shir. We want to understand the Ran, where the Ran says that if you have a yad, partial lashon for tzedaka, misveka, you go the kula, because it's sefek mamon aniyim. But we asked, what about the nether? It's a nether also, it's bal yachel. And in fact, the Rashba holds in the Ramban that you go the chumra. So you write Safik Mama, you go the Kula, but the Atsa Safik Nether, you have to go the Chumra. And we also want to understand the Ran, who says that if a person is Makdish Kol Mechasim and he's a Shchiv Meiran, then he gets better. The Gemara concludes with a Teku. The Rambam says it's Becheskes Naisen. What about Me'ilah? And the Ran says, no, no, Me'ilah is not a problem, because since B'memona Becheskes Kai, so there's also no way Isser of Hekdesh. Ad Kant, we want to understand why. What is the Cheskes Mamon help the Gabbai Safek Smila, two separate Sveikas? So we're going to go on the Derech of Moreno Rabbeinu Rabbi Abizet Shach, Choshim Mishpat Reishin and Hei, Siv Kotten Vov, writes, Moshe Hevi B'tshuva Sarashbo, Shehevi Rabbeinu B'tzalo, B'tshuva Shom Raya, Miperak Anoidim and Ayerek, Shekishem Mosron, Yadda Gizbor, Shuva Eno Yochel V'yishol Al Ha'kdeshu. Bein lahakshus amayik shemasu liyad gizbar ina yochel lahashilolov amirosu legavor kemisiro lehedyot domi umashima de kemisiro mamish domi filu hochi yochel liyisho al olov imken kishemasu roi nami olav milsi de behedyo mevi tshuvas rabbeinu b'tzalo simen tesvov afnunam ebeiz divrei arash b'shekosa. A recording here from the Shach. The Shach says, he brings the Tshuva Sarash, but he brings Rabbeinu B'tzal and the Tshuva, that when once you give it to the Gizbar, you can no longer be Shoel on the Hekdesh. Why is that, he says? Because we hold that I'm Yiratzel L'Kuroak and Misiratzel L'Hedyot. So it's like Masira, and you can still do She'ela. So if he did Masira before, he should also be able to do She'ela. So he says, that's not a kasha. Because we find in the Tshuva Rabbeinu B'tzalel, who quotes the Rashba, who says, the Teita Lecha, O Damir L'Goloinik Masira Mamish Liyad Gizbar, Dakan Yonka Beis Hila, Damir Yesh'ela Behekdesh, V'lo Makdesh, Yomatsu Liyad Gizbar, Shuv Eni Yochel Yishol Ala. Halvadim, Yesh'ela Behekdesh, Mamina Shalom, Amru K'Masira Mamish. Elin in Knia Bovad, Lios Hamiro Gomeras Behekdish Kamosh Gomeras and Messira, or Meshicha Behedioid. Daf Kinem, the Havalik and Masu Mamish, the Ad Gizbor, the Minin Den Shelab, Lila and Minin, the Lakim Messira Behedioid, then Oki Knia Shel Hedioid, Shaper Ekel Mamer, the Esha Ela. He says, not Mamish that it's Messira. It's like Messira, but it's not Mamish Messira. And, just like Masir is Gomer, so too here it's Gomer. But that Masira is not Mamish and Masira Gomorrah, which means you can still do She'ela on it. You can still do She'ela. There's a difference between Amira and Masira. When it comes to Amira, the Gomorrah, because you're also the Hedyot. So you're giving it over, but you can still do She'ela. When it comes to being Moser Mamish Le'yad Gizbar, then you can't do She'ela. So the Shach explains the Rashba's flowers. Nevel Yatam Didavka Mir L'Gavoni Yavi Kikimim Gomor Mikom Mokoyim Kim L'Kona Mitzar Amira Sidim Revat L'Divus. You're right, he's coining it when he's an Amira, but Asi Dibur of the She'ela is Revat L'Dibur of the Hekdesh. So we have Le'achel Dvarim. He's not Moichel. He's not Mechal with Dvarim, but other people can. He can do She'ela. When he's Moser Liad Gizbar, forget about the Amira. Hedyot can't be strong in Hekdesh. By a Hedyot, when he does Kenyan with Mashiach, it's too late. So by Hekdesh Nami, once he gives it to the Gizbar, he's kind. So the Dibur can't be Mavato this Maisa, this Mashiach. That's the chiluk of the shach. That when it comes to amiraso, it's just amirim, though it's like mitzvah, it's not mamish vasiyus, you can do she'ela. When it comes to mesira mamish, it's already too late, that you can, maybe you can't do she'ela. Because that's like a hedjot, you can't do she'ela. However, it's tzorichim b'divrei hashach. She'im gam koidim ha-mesira ha-vikinyim gam ha-mitzad ha-amira. If, even before the mesira, there's a kinyim gam ha-mitzad ha-amira, so what does the kinyim help? He says it's also a kinyan when you just do amira, you can just do she'ela and then amira. But if there's already a kinyan mitzad the amira, then what is the mesira doing? And how's it b'chal shayach to have a mesira afterwards? It's already kanui. So this shach is difficult to explain. And he says, yeah, there's amira, but amira is not as strong as mesira, because once you do the amira, you can still do she'ela but not mesira. But the amira is a kinyan. So you can do she'ela and that kinyan. But if amira is a kinyan, then what good is the mesira? So therefore, we can say differently. Nira bebiul divrei harashbo. The chiluk ben koidim, he says, but there's a difference between before it comes into the hand of the gizbar and after it comes into the hand of the gizbar. So what tak is the difference? The name of Vual mi lashon harashbo. Rashbo writes, Shlo amru ki mesira mamish, elen yim kinyah bilvad, liyos hamira gomeris behekish, kemoshe gomeris hamesira, amishicha behedyot. That it's not kimasira mamish, just linyan kniya. That the amira finishes it off by hekdesh, like mesira or mashicha behedya. That the MS, amira behekdesh is not mesira. It's kim mesira. Shalomu kim mesira mamish alinyan kniya. It's kim mesira. Rakalinyan gemara chalos. Kemoisha mesira lehedya, gomeris is chalosa aknoa. Kemoikan amira lehekdesh, gomeris is chalosa hekdesh. Just like Mesira Lehedya finishes the Chalais HaKnaah, so to the Amira Lehekdesh finishes the Chalais HaKdesh. So according to that, we can be Mechalik between before it comes into the hand of the treasure and the Gizbar after it comes into the hand of the treasure. After it comes into the hand of the treasure, HaKdesh is Zechu B'chol Tzchuyas Mamen Mitzad HaKedusha. So now it has Kedusha. Now it has Kedusha. Aval lefnei ha-mesira liyad gizbar, af shekam oz nigmar chalois ha-kdash, im rast lagobo mitzad ha-kdush, im munach shazchui yasnon in yula ha-kdash, kom kom zirak in yin b'koyach. Aval before la-en ha-kdash, kov zircha b'zchui yasmamen, ela b'mesira liyad gizbar. When is ha-kdash zircha b'zchui yasmamen? Hekdesh is only zeichah b'schuyas mamen. When there is a hekdesh is only zeichah b'schuyas mamen. There's an actual mesira. When there's an amira. So after it comes in the hand of the Gizbar, Hekdesh is Zoch and all the Shchuyas Mamon Mitzad HaKedusha. Since there's Kedusha, so now all the Shchuyas Mamon go to Hekdesh. But before the Mesira, Le'ad Gizbar, so the Chalois HaKedush of Amiras already helps. And Mitzad HaKedusha, it's Munach, that the Shchuyas Mamon should go to Hekdesh. Nevertheless, that's only in potential. The Shchuyas Mamon are now potentially going to go to Hekdesh, but not before. Before, Hekdesh isn't Zochen the Shchuyas Mamon unless it's Mamish Nimsor Liat Gizbar. And that's because the Shchuyas Mamon are not Nikna before the Amira. Kevin She'ein Ba'in Yin Mesira Ela Havirak Neder Shel Kedusha. Vela She'amira Havirak Siva V'koyach Shir Lehekdesh Shchuyas Mamon. Aber G'day She'el Hekdesh before Shchuyas Mamon Bina She'achev Tzikhan Shushus Mamon Shel Hekdesh. So, Shchuyas Mamon are not Nikna before the Amira. It's not Mesira, it's just a neder of Kedusha. The Amir is a Sivan of Korach that Hekdesh should have Shchuyas Mamon. But that before all Hekdesh should have Shchuyas Mamon, it's only when it goes into the Rishus of Hekdesh. And that's the Mesira Liyad Gizbar, which is Kinyan Ba'achnasu Rishus Mamon Shal Hekdesh. And even though before all, Hekdesh. So this we can understand. Before it comes into the hand of the Gizbar, Hekdesh has no Sechuyas Mamon before. Before there's only Kiddushin Mikoach HaNeder. And therefore, Sheila is effective. Because there's no Sechuyas Mamon before. Just Bekoach. Hashem Kein Acher Shebal Yad Gizbar, Yesh LaHekdesh Kol HaSechuyas Mamon before. So after it comes in, now Hekdesh has all the Sechuyas Mamon, and therefore Sheila is not effective, because Sheila is only effective. I mean, neder, but not in the mamonis. So in other words, when does it become befoal, the mamonis of Hekdesh? After its nimsa. When does it become bekoach of Hekdesh? The neder. So the chalos neder is already with amira. But in order to have the sechuyas mamon befoal, it needs to be mesira. So memela, before it comes in the hand of the gizbar, you can still do she'ela. Because you can do she'ela on the neder. But once the sechuyas mamon, then it's tishveik, it's too late, you can't do shale anymore. Now from the Shach we see that by Mira Lechud, Kana Hekdesh Kinyan Gamra Afifnei Amesira. So the Shach holds that since Al Yedei Amira LaHekdesh, Migmar HaKoyach Bachalos Kedushin Nischias Mamon. So since just the Hekdesh gives it a Bekoach, it gives it potential, that's enough to also give the Hekdesh Nischias Mamon B'Fa. So it would appear that the Machlokas the Rashi and the Shach is totally in a different Shaila. The Etzem Chalois Hekdesh is a Asiyas HaKedusha. In other words, it starts with the Asiyas Kedusha. There's a Chalois Kedusha on the Hekdesh, and not Legabe Inyan Mamon Shel HaChefetz. However, the question is if the Sechuyas Mamon that Hekdesh has are part of the Chalois Kedusha and the Etzem HaChefetz, or we'll say that the Sechuyas Mamon are a Tzitzah of the Chalois Kedusha and Etzem HaChefetz. Are the Sechuyas Mamon part of the Chalais Kedusha of the Etzem HaChefetz? Or is it something separate, a Teitzah, an outcome of the Chalais Kedusha of Etzem HaChefetz? So it would appear that the Rashba holds that the Sechuyas Mamon are only a Teitzah of the Chalais. And therefore we say that the Etzem Neder Hekdesh is only Gabi Kedusha. So Mikoyach Zeh, now potentially there's going to be Sechuyas Mamon for the Hekdesh. But in order that they should have Sechuyas Mamon b'Fo'al, you need a Kinyan b'Achnasas Mamon the Rishus Hekdesh v'Zayde HaMesira Liad Gizbar. However, the Shach holds that the Sechuyas Mamon are part of the Chalais Kedusha and the Chefetz, and if so, it's not shaykh to say Shetzorach Shiyah Gam Ken Kinyan Lekavei Sechuyas Mamon B'Foyal. Neder Greida Lo Mahani L'Zeh. The Shach holds that the Sechuyas Mamon are part of the Chalais Kedusha, and therefore you can't say that you need a Kinyan Lekavei Sechuyas Mamon B'Foyal, and that a Neder isn't good, since the Sechuyas Mamon are part of the Chalais Kedusha, and Meila, it's like there's a Neder Linyan in the Sechuyas Mamon as well, so you don't even need a Kinyan. Goes along with the Hekdesh, goes along the it already is the Hekdesh already has Sechuyas Mamon, full Sechuyas Mamon, and therefore there's no Sheila. And then therefore there's no Sheila. You can do Sheila because that's the Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Therefore it's the same thing as the Mesira, because it's a full Kenyan for Hekdesh. So according to the Rashba, just being Makdish, it doesn't give full Sechuyas Mamon to Hekdesh, only Bekoyach. According to the Shach, it does give full Sechuyas Mamon to the Hekdesh. Now, the Ran, later on, Daf Mevav and Beis, the Masal HaHechidah Mitishar HaKavu Taska, writes that Gavei Hekdesh HaMaskri V'Sabayis Kiyom Da'Avirah Kedushas Dam V'Kedushas Dam Eino Mafkiyah Midei Shibud Somebody's makdish the maskir is makdish the house. The renter is makdish the house. Since only kedushas damim, and kedushas damim is not mafkia midei shibud like shitas Rashi, not like the Rabbi Natan. Therefore, it's mutter for the seicher to live in the house because it's a shibud to the seicher, and the kedushas damim is not mafkia. It doesn't take away the shibud. Rabbi Tosin Baba Kama argue with this. And Aleph on the Beis Maschal Shutfin, and they hold she'asur l'seicher ladur b'bayis kevin shiguf ha'bayis. Any other mitachas today on maskir. No, the seicher is not allowed in the house because the guf ha'bayis still belongs to the maskir. In the Kovetz Ha'aris, he explains Shitas Haran, that the Ran holds that Isra Me'il is Mishum Gezel Momen Gavon. And since the Seicher is living in the house because of his Schuyas, there's no Gezel. Tosis holds that it's true that the Chiv Tashlum and Me'il is Mishum of Me'il is Mishum Gezel Momen Gavon. That's on the Gabi Chiv Tashlum, but the Isra Hanoa Mehekdesh is not totally be Gezel. The Tashlum are not totally be Gezel. But Isra Hanoa Mehekdesh isn't totally be Gezel. And therefore, even though there's no Gezel for the Seicher because he's renting it, nevertheless, since the house is holy, it's Asir Bahana, but he blabs with the Tzarechin and the Gemara Erechin. It says, Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, Hechi Dayer Babin Ilokoi. How's he living in it? It's Omed Bin Ami'ila. So you're right, you're not allowed to live there. How's it Shaykh Tav Ni'ila? There's no Gezel Gavoa. Therefore, how can you say that that according to Tosfos, there's a Chiv Tashlumin, Mishum Gezel Mamin Gavoa? That's only Gabi Chiv Tashlum, but there's an Isra Hana. Isra Hana is not totally be Gezel. And therefore, even though there's no Gezel for the Secher, since the house is holy, it's Asir Vahana. But the Gemara says that there's a Din Me'ila here. How could there be a Din Me'ila if there's no Gezel Gavoa? So this is a kash according to the Ran. Because the Ran holds there's no gezel. Isser meil is mishum gezel mamon gavoh. Since the seicher is darba bais mipnei schus, so in kan gezel. So how could the Gemara talk about meila? The Gemara there says hikdishu maskir adarba malis chayla hekdish. Hekdesho maskir hechidayirbe. The maskir was makdish, he gives it the money to hekdesh. If the maskir was maskir, if the maskir was makdish, how does he live in it? The meila koi. He's over on the Isra of meila. Wait a second. According to the Ran, there's no gezel. Gezel is mishum mamon gavoa, and here the secher is dark because he has schuyas mamon. So, that's the question. So, how can you talk about Me'ila if there's no Gzela? So, it's difficult to accept this explanation of Rebbe Elchanan and Kovetz Ha'aris. So, therefore, it would appear that the Ran holds that the Sfuris Mamon of Hekdesh are only part of the Chalais Hekdesh. Are part of the chalos hekdesh, and therefore, since the gavi aschus tash michel dira aschus mamon sheyachus la soicher, the meila shebe makbila ze chaser koyach hekdesh. The schuyas mamon of hekdesh are part of the chalos hekdesh, and therefore, since the gavi aschus tash michel dira, the schus mamon sheyach la soicher, the meila there's a a lacking, a weakening of the Koyach Hekdesh, and vis-a-vis this Sos Mamon, there's no Din Kedusha. And therefore, it's mutter for the Seicher to live there, and it's not considered an Enem and a Hekdesh. Like Adira, Enkan Kedusha, Vavikin Tanagolas, the Kedusha Bezek Abayas, that we discussed at the numerous times, Tanagolas, that has Kedusha Bezek Abayas, they ran away. You see, since Mamon Hekdesh Paka, Paka Nami Kedushasa. Hashem can Tosfos holds like the Rashba. But the Schusmanim of Hekdesh are only the Tetzamech Halais Hekdesh, and therefore, even though the Schus is Shtamshus, the Shayach to the Secher, nevertheless, the Kedusha remains in place. And therefore, it's usher for the Secher to live in the house, since he's Nana Mehekdesh. The Nachamu, the Ran holds that the Schusmanim of Hekdesh are part of the Halais Hekdesh. And therefore, since with regard to the Schus Tashmish of the Dira, the Schus Mammon is Shaykh to the Secher, there's a lack of Hekdesh, there's a lack of Kedusha. Because the Gavi living in the Dira, the Schus Mammon of the Dira, there's no Kedusha. Like a Tanakol, she produced by the Gavi Shemarda. Since Paka Mammon Hekdesh, Paka Nami Kedushasa. So here also Paka Mammon Hekdesh, because the guy's living there. Mashain Kane, and therefore his chus mamas, that also weakens the hektish. So that's it. That's according to the Mahalach that the chus mamas is part of the kedusha. Mashain Kane tells us also like the Rashba that the chus mamas sheish the hektish imrak toitzah mechaleis hakedusha. And therefore, even though the chus is shtamshus shayich l'soicher, nevertheless the kedusha remains in place. Soicher can use it, but the kedusha remains in place. And therefore, because the Schus Mammon are Totsa of the Kedusha, so there's Kedusha, which is the Schus Mammon. In other words, there's Kedusha, and that remains in place. Just the Schus Mammon is Shaykh to the Seichem. Never it's also for the Seichem to live there, since he's Nana from Hekdesh. And Das HaTais is not like the Tarnagol Shemarda, the Tarnagol that was Bedek HaBayis, and then it ran away. Because there's Afka Gemura Lagabi Amaman, Mele Nifka Kedushas, since there's Afka Gemura Lagabi the Maman, there's no more Kedusha. But here, the Etzim Guf HaDavar is Shaykh to the Maskir. And when he's Makdish, the Guf goes to Hektish. So Hektish has his Chusmam Shokin and a Guf even Lagabi the Tashmisha. And therefore, there's no Chisar in the Kedusha. And the Kedusha Be Makoy Mehmed is after Gabi Adir and Mela, it's also for the Sechah to live there since he's Nanam and a Hektish. That's all according to Tosfos. Because Tosfos holds that the Kedusha is Memkomo Medes, and the Schus Shtamshus, the Schus Mammon is just an outgrowth of that. But since the Kedusha is Memkomo Medes, the Seicher is not allowed to live there. Because Hekdesh also has the Schus Mammon of Kinyan Aguf, the Gavi de Tashmishin. And therefore there's a Chisaron in the Kedusha, unlike a Tanagola Shemarda, there's no more Schus Mammon. Here it still has Shaykhus to the Mammon. So since the Hekdesh still has Shaykhus to the Mammon, you can't say it ran away the Mammon. So the Kedusha remains in place and the Seicher is not allowed to live there. Hashem can l'das haran that the Schus Mammon are part of the Chalos Kedusha. As long as there's a Chisar in the foil of the Schus Mammon shel Hekdesh, like l'gabi Schus Dira, she Shaykhus l'Seicher, the male she's Chisar in l'gabi Zeh b'Chalos Kedusha. Remember, according to the Ran, Chalais Kedushin and Schus Mammon are part and parcel of the same thing. So Mimela, if you find that there's a Chisar here in the Schus Mammon, which there is, because the guy can still live there, because the Secher rented this apartment, so he's a Schus Mammon in the apartment. Mimela is also going to be Chisar in the Chalais Kedusha. Therefore he can live there, because it lacks Kedusha to deal with. So according to this, we can understand the Svar of the Ran, Shemoila Cheskes Mammon Lagam Lagabei Safek Es Hameila. Sharan Hu L'Shitasa. Mitba'eret Svarat Ran. Mahanya Cheskes Mammon Gam Lagabei Safek Es Hameila. Sharan Hu L'Shitato. Sharan Sover. As Moila, the Ran holds that Cheskes Mammon also is effective Lagabei Safek Es Hameila. That was the question he asked at the end of the previous shir. He said, how could it be that if somebody's Makdish is Nechasim and then he got better, We're going to paskin he gets to keep it. How can he get to keep it? He already has a cheskes mamon. But there's a suffix yisur meyula here. The answer is the ran is l'shitasa. But the din mamon is part of the chaletz hekdesh. And therefore, kol shelagabe adin mamon yish psak shel cheskes mamon shu shelo, mahani zegam ken lagabe yisur meyula shu mitzad ha-kedusha. Shkevet shadin mamon hu chelek me ha-kedusha, mashave psak ala mamon habi mele psak gam ken ala kedusha. So, since Lagavi the Mammon is a psak of Cheskas Mammon that it's his, this Cheskas Mammon is also effective Lagavi the Me'ila, because the Hekdesh is part of parcel of the Mammon. So once we pass him Lagavi the Mammon, it belongs to him. Also Lagavi the Hekdesh, it belongs to him. And you can't say Faker, that since Lagavi the Isser, the din is we go to Chumra, so why don't we say the same thing Lagavi the Mammon? The answer is no, because the din suffer Gesel Chumra is not a psak. It's a din that it's an haga that you have to be choshish for the tzad sofik shel isur. Mashinkin the cheskes mamon is a psak of chazak on the mamon, like Rabbeinu explains in Baba Basra in the 13th shir. And therefore, when there's a stira between them, we go basra the psak, not the gabi the an haga, not the gabi what we choshish. So we start. It starts with the cheskes mamon, and once it starts with the cheskes mamon, we say the gabi the cheskes mamon. It's his when he's makdish something before he makdish everything before he dies to hekdish, and then he gets better. So we say, Mamanus, it's his, because we assume that he didn't mean it if he gets better. So Memelo is no Isser Meyula, because it all starts with the Mamanus. Hashem came to Shitat HaRashba, Shazchuyot Mamon Shel Hekdesh, Hem Rak Totza'ah Michalot HaKedusha. So the Zchus Mamon of Hekdesh are only an outcome of the Chalez Kedusha. So the Psak of Cheskes Mamon is not going to help. Because the Psak of Cheskes Mamon is not in the Kedusha, it's in the Totza'ah. The male is not going to be effective for the Kedusha. So the Safik Me'ila remains. It says Safik Yisr L'chumra. That's why the Rashba argues. The Rashba holds that when it comes to the Rashba will hold that in that case, in a Zafal, where it's he was Makdish Kol Nechasiv Ahmad, we're going to say it's Safik Me'ila L'chumra. Because there are two separate things here. There's the Safik Mammon, which is an outgrowth of the Safik Kedusha. So you can tell me, oh, Mammon is, it says, yeah, but we start with the Kedusha. And the Kedusha isn't dependent on the Mammon. They're not one and the same. They're two separate aspects. The Mammon is an outgrowth of the Kedusha. And here we have a Safik and the Kedusha. Maybe we say Safik L'chumra. And according to this, we can echet farshtein, we can also understand the machlokes of the Rash and the Ran, and our sugya near l'shitas and the Ran l'shitas will hold the din of Mamon Shel Tzedakah is part of the Etzem Chalitz Neder of Tzedakah. And because of that, the Etzem Neder of Tzedakah is Linyan Mamon. And therefore, the Psak of Cheskes Mamon that helps the Gabi the Mamon is also going to help the Gabi the Neder. And therefore, you can't say this is a Safik Yisr Bayach of Chumra, because the Psak of the Cheskes Mamon is also going to be Machwi the Neder. And therefore, there's going to be nothing to be Choshish. It's like you say by Hektish. If you make a psak on the mammon, in the middle there's nothing to worry about when it comes to hekdesh. Because already paskin, the mammon is his. So therefore we have suffik yados. We have suffik yados, which means, but you're not sure when you use the yad or partial lashon if it counts or not. So what does the Ran say? The Ran says you go sefik mamon lekula. Aye, what about the sefik neder? The answer is that you don't start with the neder, because neder there's a chashash. Ah, sefik lechumra, maybe it's a good neder. That's only on haga that we're choshish for the neder. But by mamon it's a psak. As hopefully we'll go into greater detail elsewhere, that we're poisek, that it's his. It's a psak shel chazak al mamon. He's a chazak al mamon, so we're going to go with that. We're going to go with this chazak al mamon against the hanhaga of Isser. And therefore, if there's a suffix with Abed Neder, is it a valid neder or not? It's taka. So we're going to say, let's look at the mamon. Mamon, we have a psak that the mamon is his. Once the mamon is his, we're not worried about the neder. The Rashba is the shitasa. That the Inyan Mammon It's only an outgrowth. Of the chalais neder of the chalais neder tzedakah. The mammon is only a tzedakah from the chalais neder tzedakah, and therefore the neder is not in the mammon. The mammon is a tzedakah from the neder tzedakah, and since we're machmir on the neder tzedakah, the mela we have a serbal yachil, and we have to go to chumrah. And again, this relates back to the machlokas we saw between the Shach and the Rashba about someone who makes a neder to Hekdesh. That the Rashba holds that the Zechuyas Mammon are Toitzot the Chalos. And if we say that the Etzem neder Hekdesh is only Legabe the Kedusha. And the outgrowth of that is that this the mum, the hekdesh is going to get zchuyas mammon before. But for that you need a kinyan. So until he does an actual kinyan, until hekdesh does an actual kinyan, there's no zchuyas mammon before. That's only an outgrowth. It starts with the hekdesh, with the kedusha, and then it has zchuyas mammon b'korach, and then afterwards they have to make a kinyan for zchuyas mammon before. And therefore the Rashba says that it's not amirasa ligavol, it's not kemesira mamish. It's just like mesira, but it's not mesira mamish. It has holiness, but it's not mamonis. It's not belong. It doesn't belong to hekdesh yet, because mamonis is only the outgrowth of the kedusha. So you need a in order for there. So it's bekoach. This mamonis belongs to hekdesh, but before you need achnasa l'rishusa, which is mesira liad gizbar. And so the shach holds it's one and the same. That the mamonis is one and the same together with the hektish. Therefore he holds that Amir like it was king and gamur. Even though it's a Kenyan Gamor, the Amira, the Shaila can uproot that if you haven't yet given it over to Hekdesh. But he holds it's Mamish Kenesira Gamura, because he holds that the Hekdesh, that it belongs to Hekdesh, is Chris Mammon, is one with the Kedusha. The Rashba doesn't hold like that. The Rashba is only an outgrowth, and therefore, if you have a Suffolk when it comes to the Heiliger being Makdish, and you have a Suffolk mominess, and you have a Suffolk in mominess, when he says a nether to Hekdesh, so you have a Suffolk inside the nether, and a Suffolk inside the tzedakah. So according to the Ran, where the union of mammon and tzedakah is chelik in the etzem achalais nether shel tzedakah, so mominess is part of the nether, so therefore we say that the psak of the Cheskes Mammon, that it's his, overrides any question about the nether. That's machriya, that the nether is not a nether. Machriya the yisr, which is only on hagad yichosh for the yisr, but you already have a psak that the money belongs to the giver. But the Rashba is the shittusa. And the Rashba holds that no, they're two separate things. The mammon is a tzedakah from the chalais nether, and the mele, you're right, mammonis, you want to say that he is a Cheskes Mammon, but there's still a separate element. There's the hekdesh, so it's suffik. There's the yisur involved. There's suffik neder, and therefore you have to go to chumrah. The Chasam Sofer and Zur Sugya asks, and what the Ran said that hefker pshita that it's suffik mamon lekula. How can this be? The Rambam writes that hefker is like a neder shalasur lachzer bo. So what do you mean? That Hefker is suffik mammon in the kula, and the Rambam says hefker is a din neder. Based on what we explained, it's not a kasha. The Chasam Sofer's kasha is that hefker is like a neder, and therefore it's suffik iser. So how can the Ran say it's suffik mammon? But it's not a kasha, because as Rabbeinu explained, when you're talking about hefker, even though hefker is a neder, the nether is like Abedinian Mammon Shel Achefetz. And since this is the case, the Rash will also be moided that the Psak of the Cheskes Mammon is going to be effective for the nether. The whole nether is Linian Mammon. It's not just a Tetzel. When it comes to Hefker, the whole Hefker is Linian the whole Hefker is like a nether is Linian the Mammon. So there, Mammon starts with the Mammon. And therefore, the Ran writes, that by Hefker, even with Das HaRashba, we're going to go to Kula. So hopefully, when we discuss, already had numerous shiurim on this. As a matter of fact, we had a shiur on this. In Hefker. Say that the hefker is a chalois be'etzem achefetz, linyan hamamon shel achefetz. Therefore, if the chefetz doesn't belong to him, he can't be mafkir. He can't make a chalois to be part of the linyan mamon. It's not his. Hashem, can we said we are machalik between that and hekdesh? For hekdesh, you need a pasuk. It has to be yours, because the gabe hekdesh. לא רק שהחלויס היא בעצם החפץ, אלא גם החלויס הוא לגבי עצם החפץ שעדי חלויס ונאף החפץ מקודש, וזכוי הסמם שיש להקדש אין רק תויצוע מהקדושה. So without a פסק, you would say, כדי מקדש את דבר שינו שלו. Because we don't say that the Sui, there we say the Sui's Mammon are Tetzel of the Hekdesh. Since the Sui's Mammon are Tetzel of the Hekdesh, so maybe you would think that somebody else could, you could be Makdish what doesn't belong to you. You need a pasuk to tell you otherwise. Because if it starts with the Kedusha, so what does it have to belong to you for? When it comes to Hefker, there's no, when it comes to Hefker, there's no Shaila. Because it starts off with the fact that the whole Chalois is like Abed the Mammonis. It all starts with the Mammonis. So if Lagabe the Mammonis, it's not yours, there's nothing to talk about. So in the Mela, the Ran paskins that by Hefker it's Pashit it's Safik Mammon of the Kula, because by Hefker it all starts with the Mammon. No, yeah, it's like a Neder, but again, it's all Mevusas, it all begins. This Neder is only Lagabe the Mammon, and the Mammon is yours. So therefore, if we say Safik Lakula, Safik you get to keep it. So this is obviously a huge, huge, huge topic. And there's tons, tons, tons more to say about it. But I'm gratified that we're able to learn this together. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach Shmoy, we will revisit this, hope, a lot in the future, because this fascinating, fascinating topic. Thank you so much for your listening attention, and please stay tuned for more. Thank you so, so much. Shalom, shalom.